With the first three games being tight, it wasn't shocking that Game 4 between the Sioux Thunderbirds and Greater Sudbury Cubs was no different. A pair of quick power play goals in the third period by the Cubs turned into the difference as the Cubs picked up a 4-3 win over the Thunderbirds Tuesday night at the John Rhodes Community Center. With the win, the Cubs tied the best-of-seven Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League series between the two clubs at two games apiece. The Thunderbirds opened the scoring as Jacob Smith drove the net down the middle and converted a pass from Daniel Beaupre cutting in from the left wing, beating Cubs goaltender Noah Mativier at 7-16. Sudbury tied the game at 1 with 3:48 to go in the opening period as Justin Seguin beat Thunderbirds goaltender Colton Barrett on a point shot through traffic that bounced up and over the Sioux netminder. After the Thunderbirds couldn't take advantage of a two-man advantage in the second period, Sudbury used a power play of their own to take the lead in the game. Just 28 seconds into the power play, Samuel Asinawai beat Barrett from the slot after getting the puck from Oliver Smith in the left circle with 1:29 to go in the period. The Cubs extended the lead in the third period thanks to goals on both penalties in a 5-on-3 power play. Asinawai scored his second goal of the night with 3 seconds to go in the first penalty as he took a pass down low from Ethan Larmond and stepped out before beating Barrett from in close to make it 3-1. The Cubs then scored again on the man advantage 32 seconds later as Ethan Larmond converted a backdoor pass from Martin to make it a 4-1 game. The Thunderbirds made a game of it thanks to a pair of late goals in regulation time. Beaupre made it a 4-2 game with 3:46 to go with a power play goal. The veteran forward scored on a rebound after Mativier stopped a point shot by Caden Dundas initially. The Thunderbirds then pulled to within 1 as Smith took a pass in the slow on the power play and beat Mativier with 1:53 to go. Game 5 in the series is set for Thursday night in Sudbury with Game 6 on Saturday night in Sault Ste. Marie.